But what about if you decide you're going to color outside those lines? What if you go naturally to, well, just because they said this curve was going to end here, does it mean it should? Does it mean it has to? What if I did something different? Hello, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. On the show, I interview peak performing world changers in the creative, social impact, and vegan spaces. If you like what you hear on this episode, you're going to want to check out the bonus mini episode that you can access if you DM me at Isolde T on Instagram and you let me know you want it. You'll get access to bonus episodes, new art, my latest writing, and other fun benefits. And now, let's get to the show. Hey there, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. Thank you so much for being here. Today, I want to talk about something that I've been giving a lot of thought to, and that is why. Why would a leader of a team or a business or a group or an organization ever need to be creative? Right? If you're a leader, generally speaking, you're the one with the vision. You're the one who is leading your organization to do the things that you are trying to do. Well, here's the thing though. If you're a leader nowadays, you've got a whole different kettle of corn to deal with. Your employees may have left. Your people may have found other ways of doing work. Your people are wanting to be remote employees rather than people who come into the office. You're having to think way differently than you used to before, right? So if you are having to think differently, what's the best way to do that? To think creatively. They say, you know, out of the box thinking. And it's always interesting to me that we think of it as a tired cliche. And yet, think about it. What's in the box is the rote. It's the usual. It's the thing that we all rely on, having been just the way things are done. But out of the box, when you're starting to think for unique solutions, when you're starting to ponder what else might be out there, then you're not coloring inside the lines anymore, right? You are way outside the lines. And for the longest time, for me personally, I thought to be creative, if you're coloring, for example, you need to stay inside the lines because that was the original intent of whoever created the thing you were coloring, right? If you're using a coloring book as like an 8-year-old. And isn't it interesting how often I am a creative, how often I would color inside the lines because I was interested in sort of realizing the vision of the person who created the piece that I was coloring. But what about if you decide you're going to color outside those lines? What if you go naturally to, well, just because they said this curve was going to end here, does it mean it should? Does it mean it has to? What if I did something different? And that, what if I did something different, makes all the difference. It changes everything. So when you're a leader and your people are relying on you to have a vision during these tumultuous times when things are still really quite uncertain when it comes to organizations, companies, groups of people. We're all trying to figure out how we're going to live, whether or not the world opening back up, for example, is a permanent state or it's just temporary. What happens in a few months if there's another variant of this virus that puts us all back indoors? We're going to have to go right back to where we were, but we're still going to have to do things differently. Look, for example, at Zoom. Zoom was just a sort of a burgeoning technology when COVID hit, and then it became the thing. Everybody started to use it. Why? Because they had to come up with ways of working when everyone was at home, when no one was going anywhere, when people weren't going to the office. And leaders had to use it in a whole new way in order to keep their people engaged, in order to keep them working, and in order to keep them inspired, right? You know, I firmly believe that a leader's position is not to go, you must do what I say. A leader's position is ultimately to support their people in doing their jobs. I know that probably sounds a little weird, but it's really true. That's really your job as a leader. It's not to go, you must do this. It's more to ask, how can I help you do what you are trying to do? And think about that. That's a very different thing. You can expect the people who are working for you and with you to know their jobs. And if you can't expect them to know their jobs, you're either going to have to get them the training they need to do their jobs, or eventually you're going to have to let them go because you hired them for a reason. You decided to work with them for a reason, and that was that you believed that they'd be able to do the job. That's baseline. But then, in order for them to do their job well, in order for them to excel, you're going to have to provide the support and the resources for them to be able to do that. That's the whole point of leadership, right? You are trying to provide the support and the resources for people to do what they're going to do. I'm going to give you an example from my own life. Just a few months ago, I had this idea that I wanted to work through the entire Artist's Way by Julia Cameron on this podcast. So I asked a number of people to join me on the show, and we would all work through the book, and we would all go through the exercises and then discuss them. And it got very intimate and vulnerable. And I consider these people great friends of mine. They were really good friends before, but now I feel like we know each other so well. And they were willing to be brutally honest about their experience, which was incredible for me. And so the thing to think about is that I was sort of the de facto leader because it was my idea, but also my podcast, right? So it wasn't a full collaboration in that we all had equal weight of responsibility. Rather, it was my idea, and I was sort of the motivating or inspiring force behind it. And that part is pretty easy for me to step into. Being the motivating force behind that is really easy for me. And it's because I work under the I know what let's do paradigm. That's my thing. I look for cool new ideas and cool new things constantly. That's the way I work. And then I go and I try them. And if it works, great. And if it doesn't, and I want to keep going, I'll figure out how to make it work. That's just who I am. But with this, I was going to be working with three other people, some of whom don't really know the tech at all. And so my job became not only to be the host for the first few weeks, and I would say for the majority of the weeks we did this, I was the host. So that meant taking on the responsibility of asking the questions that would get the conversation going and keep it going. But also, I was responsible for helping them do their tech. And for the most part, I did pretty well, right? My job became to sort of go, okay, what do you need to know in order for your sound, for you to be able to record, in order for you to be able to hear as well as possible? And it was made a little more difficult because we weren't all in the same room and I didn't know what their setups were. So, and I am a really good engineer, but I'm not a great engineer, I would say. And so I didn't always know because I don't know all of the parameters of what people are working with. And I'm more a Mac girl than a PC girl. So that was another part of it, is that I just don't know PCs well enough to go, you should do this, you should do that to fix the thing that's wrong. But it was my job to, as much as possible, get people what they needed in order for them to do their jobs, which was to show up and to be incredible. And they did. They were incredible. But like one of the people didn't have a microphone. So I had an extra microphone and I lent him mine as the sort of leader of the motivating force behind the project. I was like, yeah, absolutely. I will do what it takes. You need a microphone. I'll scrounge up a microphone for you. I will sit with you and try and figure out what needs to happen so that this will work. I held a training to sort of go, this is what you should see. This is what you should be able to explore. These are the things that might go wrong. And then one time something went wrong and I wasn't able to do it. I wasn't able to support in the way I could have. And I got to tell you, I felt like crap about it, right? I did not feel well because I really do take my responsibility as a leader very seriously, but that doesn't mean that I'm always going to be 100%. And so what is the leader's responsibility then, right? If you are the leader and you take your leadership responsibility seriously and you let someone down, you can't get mad at them. You know, it's your problem. It's your issue and you have to take responsibility. If you're a leader and you mess up or things don't go well, it's your problem. It's your responsibility. It's your issue. And you're the one who has to sort of go, yeah, this was on me. It wasn't on you, because it's not on them, right? The same thing happens with the philosopher's tones. When something goes wrong in the tones, and I'm the leader and manager of that group, that's the holiday caroling group I lead. When something goes wrong there, it's always my fault, right? I could have done more. I could have done better to get them all that they needed for things to not go wrong. Sometimes things go wrong and it's out of your control, right? You're supposed to perform outside and there's a huge thunderstorm. Okay, yeah. Or the same thing could happen if you're doing a podcast and somebody's power goes out. That's not something you can do anything about. I mean, you could, I suppose, have a generator and all that other stuff, but no, right? It becomes a tough thing to handle. And sometimes you just have to go, okay, there's no way we can do this. But then again, it's up to the leader to go, this isn't something that can happen right now, before we all get so frustrated that nobody does anything, let's stop. And I'm not always great at that either, right? I would like to be good at that. And the way I try to be good at it is to go, what are the potential creative solutions to this, right? And I always drop back into the one question that I ask myself whenever something goes wrong. If I feel stuck, if I feel stymied, I always ask myself this: what is one small thing I can do right now to improve the situation? That is a question that is so important to ask yourself, because you might not be able to fix the whole thing right away, but you might be able to get it working, or at least limping along, right? And that is crucial to being a creative leader. You are a creative leader when you can go, okay, it may not be perfect, but how can we think innovatively? How can we use our ingenuity to make it as good as it can possibly be? And that is key to leading today's teams, whether it is a group, an association, a company, a creative group, whatever it is. The key to it is to ask those questions, and things won't be perfect. And in fact, perfect is the enemy of yay, we did it, right? Perfect is the, and now I'm going to do an entire episode on this. Perfect is the enemy of yay, we did it. That's the best way of saying it. And I want things to go as beautifully as they can, and to be as exciting and wonderful and terrific and amazing and creative and artistic and all of that other stuff as we can. And I wanted to help people, and I want to save the earth, and I want to change the world, and I want to do all of those things. And sometimes it's not possible. And how you respond to that is key to you being a good leader. You're not always going to get the way you want it, but you can still get something really magical if you're willing to be creative and innovative and use that ingenuity. Alrighty, this is Isolde Trachtenberg for the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I hope that you enjoyed today's episode, and I wanted to let you know something super cool. There is now Innovative Mindset Podcast merchandise. If you like the show, and if you like that little I Have an Idea light bulb logo, you can now get it as a sticker or a button or even on a shirt if you want. If you take a look at the show notes, you will see the link to that. And I would love it if you'd support the podcast in that way. And it's a great way to tell other people about it too. Alrighty, until next time, this is Isolde Trachtenberg reminding you to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind. And by the way, Be Bold, Be Creative, and Be Kind is also available at that merch shop. You can find it there too. All the link is in the show notes. Alrighty, until next time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you being here. Please subscribe to the podcast if you're new, and it would mean the world to me if you told a friend about it. Today's episode was produced by Isolde Trachtenberg and is copyright 2022. As always, please remember this is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Past performance does not guarantee future results, although we can always hope. Until next time, remember to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind.